Hi there. The word for you today is on the finger of God. We've been talking about it for the last few days. John 8 verse 6, we read, Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger. Today, let's talk about the finger of God in cleansing. One day the Pharisees brought a woman to Christ. The Bible says she'd been, quote, caught in the act of adultery. So, they expected Jesus to condemn her. But he didn't. Instead, it says Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger as though he did not hear what they were saying. Now, this is Jesus at his best. He stooped down to identify with the victim in her shame, refusing to listen to the word of her accusers. Then he scattered all of them with a single statement. He who is without sin among you, let him throw the first stone at her. Ouch. Then the one who came not to tear us down but to build us up, that is Jesus, said to her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. This raises a question. Where would this woman find the strength, given her track record, to live such a life? Answer, through Christ. You see, what God commands you to do in his word, he'll enable you to do by his Spirit. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Jesus sees every weed as a potential rose, and every doubter as a potential believer, and every sinner as a potential saint. Come on. Stop listening to the voices that condemn you either without or within. Stop beating yourself up over your failures. Just come to Jesus today. He will cleanse you, make you whole, and give you the life you've always longed for. You don't have to live under Satan's control anymore. Jesus said in Luke chapter 11 verse 20, if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God has come. And you, my friend, can become a member and a part of that kingdom by surrendering your life to Christ today.